AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Donald Trump has won the Republican presidential primary in Louisiana, but rival Senator Ted Cruz is also having a pretty good day. The Texas senator has won the Kansas and Maine GOP presidential caucuses. Cruz says his campaign has wide appeal.
We're seeing Republicans coming together. We're seeing conservatives coming together. We're seeing libertarians coming together. We're seeing all of us unite and stand together in defense of freedom and in defense of the Constitution.
Today's GOP races also include Kentucky. Hillary Clinton is the winner in Louisiana's Democratic presidential primary. Bernie Sanders is also racking up victories in the nation's midsection. The Kansas Democratic Party says Sanders has won its presidential caucuses, and Sanders has won in Nebraska's Democratic caucuses. Sanders says wealth inequity is helping to fuel the anger in America.
People are angry because in America today, the top one-tenth of 1% now owns almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%.
The administration is planning to hold a summit on the Zika virus.
The White House says the day-long event is an outgrowth of meetings with the nation's governors. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says it'll bring together top government and health officials to raise awareness about the virus, which potentially has been linked to birth defects.
The administration has treated this as a top priority, and we certainly recognize that when confronted with risks like this, early action is important.
The virus has already been detected in Hawaii and U.S. territories, and officials expect it's just a matter of time before it appears on the U.S. mainland. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
In top 25 college basketball for men and women's teams, the top five teams have won. This is AP Radio News. MIT is hosting the first ever Cambridge to Cambridge Cybersecurity Hackathon, an international competition featuring students from MIT and Cambridge University in the UK. Lori Glover is with MIT's Artificial Intelligence Lab.
The students from Cambridge have come here to MIT, and they're actually serving on blended teams to work in a series of graduated challenges in a number of different events and a live CTF, a Capture the Flag competition.
Frank Stiano with the University of Cambridge says students who hope to one day work in the cybersecurity field need to learn all the tricks of any future hackers they may hope to stop or catch.
Basically, we are teaching the students to be smarter than the actual bad guys that they're going to encounter. Of course, we train the students to be the good guys, but you cannot be an effective good guy without being smarter than the bad guys.
I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.